In May, the year of our Lord, 1840, I constantly visited the maestro Paganini in vain attempts to hear his confession. I besought him to prepare for a good death, since the end was very near. However,
it is now that God has been teaching me and showing me these things, I understand quite clearly how it was, praise God, and why it was that the people of God killed off all the prophets.
Despite my repeated urgings, I was unable to bring him to utter the names of Jesus or Maria.
Amen. God sent the prophet into the body to point out the things that the people were doing wrong. And I want you to know, praise God, saved or not saved.
On no occasion did he answer my pleas to repent and give some sign that he was a Christian.
People don't want you to point out their sins. They, praise God, don't want you to tell them what they're doing wrong.
He never gave the slightest indication of a desire to prepare himself for eternity. Indeed.
All they want to do is point their finger at everybody else. But I want you to know today that the Word of God is right.
Around his room hung many obscene paintings. One of Venus in the most shameful and disgraceful posture.
That doesn't mean that it's not right because I do wrong. The Word of God is right all by itself.
On my last visit to this unrepentant sinner, he hissed the most vulgar abuse at me in a voice.
And whenever the world finds you wrong, praise God, don't get mad.
The devil himself might use.
Just get down on your knees and repent.
He made it clear to me that if I entered his room again,
go before God and get your life straightened out with God. Praise God.
He would leap from his deathbed and do me some physical mischief. February 9, 1810. I've told you of the Genoese by the name of Paganini. He is self-taught, and therefore he plays like nobody else. Sometimes at the beginning of a number, one of his strings will break. You think he is going to stop, but he goes right on playing on three strings. Then he plays a variation just on the G string. I tell you, people are really losing their minds over this man. When he leaves the theater, 300 fanatics follow him to his hotel. I've heard it said that at one concert he performed a miracle through his playing. A cripple threw away his crutches and walked out of the concert completely cured. Fortunate is he who can depart to the other world without depending on doctors for life in this world. I'm alive by a veritable miracle.
Oh yes, a miracle.
Doctors have nearly bled me to death in their search for cures for my ailments. The prescriptions of mercury have led to the foul ulceration of my mouth, the loss of all my teeth, stomatitis and jaundice. I have asthma. Pain racks my whole body, and I am hopelessly addicted to opium. My abscesses are lanced several times a day. What can I say?
Let me hear you say yeah.
Paganini!
Say it again!
Paganini!
Yeah!
The critic Friedrich Marx in the Berliner Musikalische Zeitung writes, 1831, January 10, the man appeared on stage, bewitched, and had a bewitching effect on every person present.
Oh, and the girls had come.
He sails nonchalantly.
And the boys had come and go crazy.
Possessed over all technical difficulties.
And have all sorts of pandemonium and...
Interspersed with the most audacious flashes of a satirically destructive humor. Till his eyes take on the glow of a deeper, darker passion.
Officers would carry him out on stretchers and haul him over to the psycho ward.
The tones become more penetrating and onrushing, so that it seems as though he were lashing the violin. He stamps his foot, and a contemptuous smile parts his lips to show the black, toothless cavern of his mouth.
And then mothers and daddies let their kids go to watch a bunch of filth like that, see?
He detaches himself from himself by continuously pacing back and forth. There is a satanic thing about this creature.
And then it wasn't very long until the devil said, say, this thing's working.
The external elements of his playing, all the seemingly impossible tour de force, this combination of rapid arco and pizzicato runs. These octave passages on one string, all these are merely vehicles. They really mean nothing to him. This was not violin playing. This was not music.
This is something. This is great.
It was witchcraft. The spellbound audience reached out their arms, ready to obey any command. I remember at a concert in Vienna, as I was about to take the platform, I trod on a nail which went through my shoe and into my foot. I hobbled to the center of the stage, and then I tuned my violin. The E string broke. Then a sudden breeze blew the candles out. I accidentally walked into the music stand and knocked it over. I can still hear the laughter even now.
Took my money and that was it.
Pray and cast down all of that. You're not into any kind of occult things now, are you?
Oh, no, nothing, no. I had to break up my home and I'm living with my sister. My sister's 75 years old. Her husband is going on 79. They're both sick.
sick you couldn't pray. If you've never experienced it, just keep on living. I can talk about it tonight because I've experienced that feeling. The doctor said I had 2 herniated discs in my spine that had to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highways, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital, afraid to go into that operating room. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room with no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But the night I did, I thank God, I can go anywhere I want to go.
Writing in April 17th, 1831, the eminent musicologist Dr. F. Gurr says, Paganini reverses all the rules. He takes offbeats with a downbow and downbeats with an upbow. His wrist moves in the opposite direction of a bow stroke, and his right elbow performs a series of disjointed angular jerks.
Nobody in that town stopped him. Nobody in that town received a miracle.
As to the fingers of his left hand, they are at least 5 centimeters longer than those of the right hand. He can bend his thumb back to an extraordinary degree.
But here's a blind man, somebody told him. There's a blind man healer. If he ever comes to town, get to him.
And the peculiar disposition of his shoulders enables him to hold 2 violins at the same time without the use of his arms.
He heard the rustle of the crowd, and he finally stopped somebody and said, "Who is it visiting our town?"
In last week's concert, between phrases, he wielded his bow around his head, sending the audience into a breathless kind of trance.
He said, "Oh, my God, it's the blind man healer. Hallelujah." He was blind. He couldn't see him, but he could hear the rustle of the crowd. He heard the noise, the area where all the people were rushing to. And all of a sudden, he cried.
Some say the devil guides his bow.
With a loud voice, "How bad do you want this thing?"
Whether true or false, the masses believe it.
Some of you people sit in church like a wart on a pickle.
People flock to his concerts. The sick, the crippled, the blind.
Samuel, when the Lord gets ready, he'll heal me.
The half-dead.
Heal me.
The mentally deranged.
Heal me. Heal me. Heal me. Heal me.
The pathological.
Heal me.
The disordered, distempered.
Heal me.
Affected.
Heal me. Heal me. Heal me.
Morbific, pathogenic, festering, consumptive, anemic, arthritic, rheumatic, palsied, paralyzed, paralytic, spastic, leprous, cancerous, cankered, syphilitic, veneral, gouty, fevered, ulcerous, fistula, ulcerated, spotty, mangy bunch of degenerates. They think his magic bow can cure them.
I come to town to tell you he's been ready for 2,000 years. He paid the price. He's waiting for you.
As for the magician himself, he looks like death, a medical disaster. Perhaps he can heal others, but he cannot heal his own person.
To take the first step and stretch out on his word and lay claim to that promise. Raise your hands and shout praise the Lord.